Then you have to come back. It's like the spiritual equivalent of a nervous breakdown. The spiritual equivalent of a nervous breakdown. You know what a nervous breakdown is? You know what it is when someone, they just lose. They just can't cope with it. They just can't cope with the world. There's just too much strain. They just break down and they just can't relate with it anymore.
Sometimes
that happens right on the stage before, like some musician or some singer. Right on stage it happens. It's just like they're under constant strain. People are always looking at them. They always have to perform. They have to be first class performance every night. Sometimes right on stage they just have a nervous breakdown right in front of everybody. It's just too much for them. It's very common in the modern age because everyone's under so much stress. So it's like the spiritual equivalent of a nervous breakdown that you just, you know, just can't chant properly, you can't read, and your mind is full of it. You can't go out. Even in India, I mean, going out in India is much easier than going out in Russia, isn't it?
No.
You don't think so?
Russia, to maintain Krishna consciousness is more difficult. To go out in Krishna.
You find that, huh? People are more open.
To go out with lots of cars, small cases, books. They buy sets. In Russia, at least 50 books. It's easy to sell. Now, books are very cheap. But here, of course.
It's always a bit of a struggle. But the thing is, it's like that. You just have to pull yourself together and go on. Arjuna had a spiritual breakdown. He was ready. He was all ready to fight. Then he couldn't do it. He couldn't hold his bow. He just couldn't face it. He just couldn't do it.
So what do you do?
Then you take advice from Krishna. You just have to keep on going. You have to think, you know, what am I doing with my life anyway? What am I here for? And then after some time, you just say, I'm here to serve Krishna. Okay, I have to do it. I have to keep on going.
No, sometimes problem you start to take home, maybe. Of course, I can only speak for myself. Also, sometimes you take home, life is going on. And sometimes I have doubt that maybe I cannot be able to continue like this. So then, that you should get married.
Married, that's not an alternative. But the thing is, physically you may not be able to do it, going out carrying books all the time, but you can go on preaching throughout your life. And actually, this is the best background. If you do book distribution for many years, that will give you a very solid background in Krishna consciousness. You definitely get a lot of... You can feel it, isn't it? Every time you distribute books, you can feel the mercy coming. Isn't that it?
Yeah, that is it.
Physically, you may not be able to do it. Just like, I'm not... physically distributing so many books now, but I'm always involved with VBT matters, pushing other people to do, writing books that will be distributed, so you have to keep on with that. Anyway, now you see this, it's actually very good training for you, going out in India, it's in many ways, it's very, very good training. But you won't have, mostly devotees don't appreciate it until afterwards. At the time they're thinking, I'm making difficult this stuff. I don't really appreciate it. I got a letter from Hari Kirtan from Bosnia. He's in Malaysia now. He was imprisoned in Bangladesh for 1.5 years. They picked him up and they said, Indian spy, and stuck him in prison for 1.5 years. That's why he didn't come. No one knew where he was. So now he knows perfectly. That happened when I was there, one New Zealand devotee. They arrested him and they made all this spying. We worked on it for one month. After 1 month, we got him out. But no one even knew he was gone. We thought he must have gone off into Maya or something.
1.5 years.
So now he knows good Bengali. So he wrote that I was traveling with the devotees in Bangladesh for 3 months. Actually, the time I thought was very difficult, but actually, it's a very good experience. I learned so many things. The devotees were so helpful. You can't contact anybody. What can you do? You're in prison. Bangladesh? He was with Krishna. Because now the government is very anti-Indian. The government changed it. I don't know.
Any limits.
I'm not sure.
Planning to do some traveling also here in Bangladesh.
Yeah, better keep away from the coastal region now because it rains more there. Generally, it rains more on the coast.
Yeah, near the seashore.
Yeah, I'm saying not to go there.
Yeah, not to go.
Because it rains more there. You can go to Rayalaseema or Telangana.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Not very far. Actually, very far. At this time we went, but so much expenses.
Yeah, what's the point of going so far?
Because Hindi books is more, more easy.
And you should go to a Hindi-speaking area.
Less books is good, but anyway, there is number of books.
There's pros and cons everywhere. You know what that means? Advantages and disadvantages. You can't expect any situation to be perfect.
Actually, in good consciousness, good condition, and determination is there, and everything. And the books, like I found, even in Andhra Pradesh, even in Hyderabad.
Oh, Andhra is a good place. Yeah, the buses coming from Bombay and from Bhubaneswar all the time, they're coming here. That means it's a good, they wouldn't be coming all the time if it was not a good place for book distribution.
And after them also it's easy to distribute books because they don't go anywhere. They'll just come for one day and go. Yeah. Big cities, they'll stay 1-2 days. And actually that city could be done for 1 month.
Yeah.
So they just
do it systematically, shop to shop, house to house.
House to house, somehow or other. In Gujarat they have a culture to invite the same house. Here they don't.
At least you can do office to office. Cards. Cards.
I went to this chief minister of the state, was the church, but he was Christian, but he took books. Of course, actually he didn't pay for the book. He just, I gifted him, because it was very difficult to reach. Actually, I came and his schedule was really tight.
Yeah.
5 minutes somebody will come. So there was no place.
Well, they usually have some time in the evening where they meet people for like 3-4 minutes at a time.
No, but what happened, he meet me in the midday and right before me somebody else came and he was offering to the secretary, like, you know, he said, I give you 50,000 rupees, I need to meet him immediately. And he could not manage that, secretary could not manage that man. But he met me, so I appreciated at least that Krishna gave me a chance because it was difficult anyway to reach the man. But he was like, he was Christian, so anyway, I just gifted him one set of books. I didn't took money, I mean, the world is a great price now, that I should not do like that.
When devotees met Indira Gandhi, they gave her books, that's normal.
Yeah, I spent so much time just trying to reach him. I was thinking that, you know, let him have books, because he's a big man. New temple is also there. They like to construct some heavy your help. So, he was very nice. He spent with me 10 minutes, which was amazing.
A lot of time for him.
He actually, when he was speaking with me, it looks like he completely forgot about everything else. I mean, he was interested, actually. I came to know that he is Christian only after I left. I spoke with his secretary. And
you'll often find that big people in India, big politicians, are actually quite interested when you meet them. They're actually personally interested.
Yeah.
The new president of India is a Muslim who's really into the Bhagavad Gita. You know that?
Who?
The new president of India?
No,
he's the Prime Minister, Abdul Kalam. He's from Madras. He's a scientist. He's a Muslim.
Yeah.
He's a Muslim. But he's very much into Shastra, especially Bhagavad Gita. And he's the main person who developed all these rockets, which India is, he's a scientist.
Rockets?
No, the rocket, yeah, the missiles for sending the nuclear bombs over to Pakistan. He's a nationally known figure before he became the president. He's a popular figure. He has long hair, looks like something they understand. So you'll find that often people in big positions are actually very interested in all this. It's a very interesting place for preaching in India. There's no doubt about it. You meet all kinds of funny people, pious people, crazy people, nice people.
My father is, you know, he's trying to involve me in some type of business. He's like offering me different proposals. Like he found some man in Russia who wants to buy 3 tons container of seashells. He's telling me, you know, if you get them, you can get $3,000, you can make $3,000. So I, you know, sometimes I think that...
Total entanglement.
Yeah, but because sometimes I think, oh, I have this debt, maybe I should do one or twice, and then I can pay the money back.
Just a big entanglement. You spend all your life chasing around after seashells, completely motivating.
No, naturally, yeah. Because why I think about this? Because all this need of money. I always like to. I never like the audience to think too much at all about money and how much we spend.
That's part of preaching.
It's always not enough.
It's never enough. Anyway, you have to take the struggle. You see, everyone has to go through that. Prabhupada went through so many years of struggle. But he didn't stop and he didn't give up. And then Krishna blessed him in so many ways.
It's not a solution to just do something else to earn money. Because, yeah, I can...
You'll find so many headaches.
I can understand that once I start to do it, then it will become very difficult.
You'll be completely entangled.
Yeah.
It's not such an easy thing. It's not just you pick one thing up and...
Yeah, no, but then you,
you
see,
have to go through so many things,
yeah.
So many hassles and dealing with officials and customs, people cheating you, and so many things.
3 tons, this is really so much. And it will be really cool.
Why did you go with your father for 3 weeks? If he only gave you $100 anyway, so he's going to give you some more.
No, but you see, after all, like, he's my father, so I was thinking that I was preaching to him also, and he also changed for the 3 weeks. Because you see, I didn't meet him for many years, and he came to India, so I took him to Badrinath, Vrindavan, different places. Actually, he was also, he's a journalist. So he was, he's going to write about all this, papers. He's one of the biggest journalists in Moscow. Like, he's publishing a big magazines. But he's into architecture. So he was making these photographs of Delhi Temple and Vrindavan and Prabhupada Samadhi. He will write articles on this. And then Badrinath, he will present some philosophy. I actually wrote him. So he's going to write about this. It's one maybe
something good.
Something good. So I was thinking it's sort of, and actually why he came, because my grandfather, he committed suicide on 5th May. He's an old man, but he was one of the 8 people who created the first satellite, Sputnik.
Mm-hmm.
And for entire life he was working in the cosmic industry, space industry.
Mm.
He was the chief engineer for producing the alloy for the rockets.
Mm.
So he was like very famous man at his house. And he used to have everything. House, money, car. So after he passed away, then my father was somewhat freaked out. And I wrote him that, he wrote me that maybe I should come to India, spend some time with you. And then I wrote him, okay, why don't you come, no problem. I took him to different holy places. I offered some. He brought pictures of my grandfather, so I offered some Ganges water. Please, he did not be the ghost of somehow. So he was with me all that. But then again, he started preaching me that you see, now the grandfather passed away. You come, you know, we have this dacha. You know, dacha in Russia, they have outside the city. I give you $10,000.
Go there for one day a year or something, and all the rest of the time work like an ass in the city.
Yeah, so he was like trying to get me there. Every day you. Preach to me. Yeah, actually, this Krishna consciousness movement make you really good. Because before I was completely into drugs and all this. So he said, actually, yes, it's a very nice moment, but you know, why should you be involved that much? You can also be a scholar, you can also just practice your religion too, but just come back. And, like, usually parents, most of the parents don't know at least. So I have to tolerate all this.
Anyway,
stalking it from my mind.
How is everyone else doing? You're still traveling with Sati Gopinath? Sometimes. Oh, now you've just the rest of the time being.
He was driving car when I went with my father. He was driving the distributed books from Javali to the Los Angeles.
When I have traveling this Sati Gopinath, I cannot read books, but books are difficult because we have changed places.
No, but you should have some time for reading. There's no use to travel and preach unless you're reading. Or what are you going to preach unless you read? You should tell them. They should give you some time to read. Otherwise, it's just in the mode of passion. It's running around. And the thing is that if you make even if you make devotees, they'll also, by seeing you, they'll also not read. Then they'll just be sentimentalists, and then they'll just cause all problems. There's no use to make so many devotees unless they're made strong. We should ourselves be reading every day and strong. Otherwise, after some time, you see, you'll just become weak. We should preach, but we should remain in the mode of goodness. Study books. There should be a balance.
Yeah. Sometimes, actually, devotees, they feel that maybe, you know, they want to read more books, but then they want to, you know, they reduce time on going out or something.
No, but that's what I'm saying, it should be a balance. You should go out and you should read both things. You have 24 hours in a day. It's not that you spend all day reading, it's not that you spend all day distributing books, but you have a balance. When you're traveling, it can be a little difficult, that's true. But even then, you have to make some arrangements.
So, everyone have different opinion about what the sadhana should be. So, you know.
Sadhana, why opinion? You have to chant 16 rounds, you should have Mangalati, you should have some class or some reading.
Just like prasadam time. Let's say everyone according to his body, but Bhagavan, he eats in daytime, so he needs only fruits in the morning, but he needs to eat after the morning because his body is making a problem. For example, myself, for me to come back, you know, in the midday, and then if I eat, then really I will not go out because I should go and all day I'll distribute books and at 5 o'clock I will eat prasad. Otherwise, it will be simply, you know, for me to be. I will lose all concentration. If I come back at 1 o'clock, I'll start to eat and then I'll sleep and then well, that's all. I can only do half day and then be like,
so, you are so different in this way.
Anyway, we are ready to return you. You have to keep on pushing against Maya. I heard Gauranga has become very popular here. Some of the new buttons. He's got that person. Good looking young man. They must be really desperate if they want to marry a thing. A Russian without one kopeck. Oh, yeah, it's a few. You'll be facing a few dollars here. That's one good reason to keep on traveling.
Yeah, traveling is good.
Otherwise you'll be, you know, you'll be out there in the market selling t-shirts or something to maintain your screaming kids. Actually, that's a fact. It's like you see the average Kami in India, he works really hard, isn't it? They're really working hard. They have to put in long hours just to maintain their families, everyone. These auto rickshaw wallahs, they're putting in like 10, 12, 14 hours a day. And then if you're in some company, they make you work, many people, they work up till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night in the office. In the shops, they're all in the shops till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. They really have to work hard. And they're not thinking how I should change this and that. They don't have any choice. They're just stuck. They're fixed, you know. They've got their family and they got to earn money. That's it. They don't have the choice whether I should go here or there or what I should do. Whatever they got, they're just fixed with it. They're more fortunate in that regard. Definitely more fortunate. I mean, the way people are living, even our congregational devotees, they also, they have to work so hard. They mostly don't even get time to be, they don't question them, they can hardly chant their yams. Just working, 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 working. Everything okay? You happy?
I have one question.
You speak in English? You must be able to speak some English by now. You're studying, you're speaking.
I can speak.
Yeah, you can see Arjuna can speak.
Maybe you can mistake some words.
Yeah, you're also.
Okay.
Maybe he can mistake some words. It means that your grammar and syntax isn't correct. But we can understand what you're saying.
India, I have a lot of problems because in India, Prasad is not so nice. It's chilly with some oil. And sometimes.
You don't use oil in Russia?
Yeah, because we are Russia, also we give this, diet. We are eating only morning little bit fruits and all like this, and we are eating.
I saw they all eat this in the morning, they eat this big bread and greshka, big plate full.
And gorsh, not that Russian soup, red.
Beetroot.
I'm suffering with this balls.
Balls.
Bowels.
Bowels. I was suffering from childhood. This is my own. My karma. And I have also problems with the legs. Sometimes my legs very tiring.
Tired.
But in Russia we had this. I also used to go to Sankirtan after Prasad. I used to go to Sankirtan after 1 o'clock. Morning time was eating. I was reading books, studying books and the shlokas and others. And we took Prasad 12:00 and I used to go to Sankirtan. After daytime. It was nice, a little bit nice for my body. Because in India, during this talk, we came from Madhya Pradesh, and during 10 days, I had problems with my bowels. During 10 days. One day I was in bathroom six times. Very difficult for me.
Yeah, that's not bad. Only six times. After some time, your body gets used to it. After some time, your body adjusts. It takes a little time. But even sometimes the Indian devotees, they get that also.
They are putting so much chili, we cannot jump for them because they
have. Well, why don't you have some boiled sub chili?
We don't have time. We are going for preaching before noon and afternoon.
Because we are going. But you could ask them to make some separate without chilies.
Then they can. You see, here, Mataji, actually here in this temple, nobody happy with the spicy prasad. The Matajis who are cooking, they are for many years in this temple. It's more than 10 years. So, they can't change these Matajis. They just cook on their own. They are not listening anymore.
No one else is happy either.
They just cook, and that's all. You cannot ship them because they stay for so many years and stuff. You can't just keep them out. So, that is everyone.
No, but can't they make some boiled sabji also? In most temples they do that, bigger temples, they have boiled sabji also. I mean, really, this kind of thing you should try and sort out with the management, isn't it? Trying to get them to make some boiled sabji. It's not difficult. Just some of the sabji, before they start cooking it, it's all cut up there. They just put some on the side and put it in water and boil it. It's very simple. It's no problem at all. Can you arrange that? And you're meeting the chief ministers and you can't arrange some boiled sabji?
Sometimes more easy to meet chief ministers than to arrange anything here.
Already, I never ask anything for the temple.
Why don't you ask them just to make some boiled sabji?
I can't push because. Already they don't charge me any money for it. They just give me books on DVD price. They just give me for 6 years.
They don't charge you? You have to pay 1,000 rupees for that room or something?
The room, but that is different. They don't charge me for prasad.
They don't charge you for prasad.
So, I mean, well, I can speak with them in a friendly way, but...
You can ask them what's the harm in us.
Yeah, nothing. I can't demand. That's what
they ask.
They cook two times a day. Morning time and evening time. Daytime on the Rajput.
Some chili for people.
Yeah.
Chili with you, sabji, chili with
you. Right. He doesn't want to take
it. I'm not eating money because I cannot digest morning prasad and evening prasad. I cannot digest only day. I cannot do anything. Yes.
Yeah, and there's no equation.
As well as very oily. Quantity very, very small, that's why they're very oily.
So see if you can get some boiled sabji arranged.
No, that's what he's saying. He's telling that he can only eat in the midday. Mm-hmm. In the midday they're not cooking anything, they just cook rajbol. And the rajbol they cook small quantity and they really cook them the way they like. And that is
then why don't you cook separately?
We don't have time, we are going for some different
cook. Of course.
For me it is problem because then, I mean, he will just, I don't know, because I either have to bring him back to the temple by car, either he will have to go by rickshaw. So, because Hyderabad is a big city, sometimes we are going like 10 kilometers away to the temple, but you come back just to bring one man and then
you should take a ticket out with him.
He doesn't want different because he said it's more than 4 hours, it's all tamaguna.
No, it's not prasad in that time.
Prasad must you can be spoiled also. You don't have to
if it's hot, yeah. Day is hot. So what to do?
It's very difficult.
Maybe I think maybe the better for me to go to Russia because in the fall was prasad one time.
You were saying there's no proper temple there in Ufa?
The they stand on the phone.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Anyway. How's this book distribution? Is it a nice book distribution?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, he looked, I mean, in traveling, he was doing more. In Hyderabad, they feel, for me, it's okay, even in Hyderabad. What is they feel that here people are too much materialistic? I mean, for me, somehow or other, I like, you know, these whole big offices, and all these security systems. It's just like a game for me. But to what is they feel like very fried with all this, because all these secretaries, and, you know, go through them, and nobody likes this. To what is they want, like, go out and travel in more simple, smaller cities where everybody is like more open and more simple, there's no heavy security in the offices. So it's more easy to go there. So once we got the traveling, actually, more books. Before, I don't know why, before I never liked to stay in one place. I would always go and travel. But now, somehow or other, I like to stay in one place more. It's just my mentality is changing. Like, I like to stay in one place because it's better sadhana, and I can, you know, read books, I can go every day to the temple, I can have to work there for so many things. Go out and do distribution anyway in Hyderabad's big city. So personally for me, I don't mind to stay also. But what is the right to travel also? I don't mind to travel. You travel.
Whatever way the Sankirtan movement is pushed on. Nina Kena Pakaranga.
You see these 10 rupee notes? Can you give me some big notes?
Big?
Yeah.
How many is there?
I don't know, I don't count them. Because you like small notes, isn't it? For when you're doing book distribution, it's useful to have. For me, it's not so good.
I want to make some reverence and keep that party from the temple of these Zen devotees.
You'll take it out. They have a bus or something?
No, I have a Tata Summa. It's deep enough for 5-7 days. Mm-hmm. Traveling. Three, four devotees.
Sounds good. You want to join this party? They already have a party here.
Which party? Oh, his party.
No, I'm saying you can join the party originally on. One thing, Balabhadra has taken the risk to pay all this Lakshmi back to me. He needs some help with that also. How much do you still have to pay?
No, you pay now 20,000. So $630 or something dollars to pay. The 20,000 will be another $400, 406 or something. So it means you'll pay $1,000 by now, $1,040. And then,
how much is the loan?
$2,700.
So you still got a long way to go, huh?
Very slow. I'm trying to find some means to get to my equipment. So then, as soon as I think about this, then I begin to think maybe I should do some business, I should go somewhere, sell something, get some more money, so go out of India, connect. Otherwise, what I could do? I still got this Ireland visa, but I can't go there because the Russian devotees, they did really mess. Because they went there, and Tomas Loka, he brought so many Russian devotees, they start to collect money. All the money they would send to Russia, actually. They would leave nothing to the local temple. Simply, they would collect the money and send them to Russia. Tomas Loka was building temple in Chelyabinsk or somewhere. So he was collecting money in Ireland, and all the money would go to Chelyabinsk. And then the local devotees, they freak out. So what is this? You're just, you know, just
probing us. Oh, you guys gave and you're giving nothing and you're just collecting it. You're using temple. They would use these, you know, boards.
Mm.
So that they collect for temple. And actually, they take every ration. Then what is they complain to Shivaram Maharaj, I think, and then actually they dismiss the utmost of the ration. It's no more temple. Mm. And now I don't think I can go there. You can't collect there anymore. And even if suppose I would go somewhere to collect money, then anyway, who will stay? It's not what is to stay, who will continue with the party then. So I have to stay and I have to go. It's not the way to do
this. You okay, Govinda? Everything okay? Happy?
I think this is a good school. I don't like this car. Yeah, it's only
the way of driving. Because when I go to the computer,
you drive too fast, or what?
No, it's messing it up.
Oh, yeah, the Indian roads are right there.
No, no, it's breaking. More fast than black, and you have to get this thing black. There's so many dangerous situations. It's like, you know.
Yeah, he's
movie. You're watching a movie. You know.
Terror movies. Scary movies.
Yeah, like I was just saying, there are 40 minutes from the government's 5-8 minutes.
Take 40 minutes to reach a traffic jam.
Yeah, already I don't have any concentration. I'm shocked. Even if I'm sitting back side, you know, you know.
Yeah.
You can feel, you know, in the backside, you know.
Some stress, yeah.
And I have experience in Rajkot and Bhavnagar. Used to. And you make even more, you collect even more Lakshmi by going to Isha. Without any trouble. And it was very peaceful. Isha, they don't go fast. You just sit there and
so they go in between two trucks, like one millimeter on each side. Anyway, the thing is that there's always some positive. There's in every situation there's something good and something bad that you have to adjust. It. But it's nice watching the bodies in India.
Just to pay money, they don't charge much. If it is in South India, they have all this. Accountants. No, I'm going to the accountant.
Oh, yeah.
They are not cheating the meter on the government.
So he's like, first day he was trying to distribute trains and putting bookstall.
Yeah, train distribution is good.
Yeah, so one of the working class.
Yeah.
One of the tribes in general is there.
Putting bookstall, yes. Yeah, there's bookstalls are good. Train distribution is good. Bookstall is physically easier. I mean, you don't have to carry a big weight.
Well, it's less bookstall.
It may be, yeah. It depends. If you're enthusiastic, it can be good. It depends.
Yeah, I don't mind.
You can sometimes, you'll go to Yadgiri Gutra at the weekend.
Yadgiri Gutra?
Yadgiri Gutra is in the Srinha temple. It's near Bolgir. It's not far from here, it's about 25 kilometers.
Yeah.
That's famous for Srinha temple. A lot of people go there on the weekend.
Ah. We actually just need more devotees. Only problem is only few devotees. So, like, someone have any problem, someone on the rest or anything. Just three devotees is not enough. For that big zeal.
That's what I'm saying, Arjun. Why don't you, for some time, you can join this party, or you're completely fried with this party, or what?
I left from this party because I don't want to let her be in the United States with Russian students. Because we are speaking Russian. And I cannot study English by practice. So.
They actually like to stay more with Indian devotees than Sweden. I don't know. For me, I always need some.
Every day, when we are going for Buddhist tradition, always we are fighting before Buddhist tradition, something. We cannot, how to say, peacefully go out.
Yeah, still, it's my decision.
Association sometimes. I'm not so much reading books sometimes. Not reading books, I'm reading what you 3 days, 4 days. The mind will be served, you know, on the surface.
More than the pressure. No, but actually there is time. To read books, there is time.
No, you want time. Maybe you have time, but maybe others do not have time.
No. 24 hours tonight for a week.
I can read 2 hours today. I can, if I have, actually there's no problem of time. I can read 3 hours also. It's just problem of I simply wasting, you know, my time sometimes hanging around and doing something here and there. Just, but that's not others' problem, it's my problem. That's why it's so less alone time. There's no concentration, that's the problem. But time is there. Already we are going just for maybe 4 hours to do distribution once or a week. Well, if you do 2 hours of distribution, then if you don't go, it still doesn't mean that you like to read all day. It simply means that you can be able to sleep.
Space out more, yeah.
So before, not about reading it, 3 days.